Well, if you're female and living in rural Ireland and you've recently started a business, there is a free, publicly funded 6-month programme of support available called Acorns. That's run by the Department of Agriculture and it's there to help you. There are 50 places available and the deadline for the latest round is next week. Well, with me are three such women who've been through the programme. I'm delighted to say Georgia Queeley, a chocolatier from Athlone, is here. She set up Bond Chocolatiers. Anne-Marie Feary of Feary's Farm Beetroot in Offaly. And on the line from Limerick, Rita Maunsell, a hairdresser turned dairy farmer from Limerick who set up Wowette's waterproof agricultural clothing business. Good morning to all of you. Thanks a million for coming in this morning. Rita, down there in Limerick, I'm going to start with you. Hairdresser turned dairy farmer. And I gather, am I right in saying this, it was your 40th birthday when you started to milk cows on your new farm back in 2022 in the middle of COVID?
That's right, Ella. Yeah, I got a milking powder for my 40th birthday.
As you do. Yeah. So just briefly tell us that story. You were hairdressing. You had a farm with your husband.
Yeah. So we were originally living in Kerry. And in 2019, we sold up our home and we had some parcels of land. So sold them up and we moved to County Limerick with our family. And that was June 2019 and we were kind of still up and down working in Kerry. The two of us, Mike was in plant hire and I was hairdressing. And we had started to build up a herd in the meantime. And I suppose the lockdown then came then in March of 2020. And so we were both stuck at home and we had just started milking in the April. So I was rearing the calves and doing my apprenticeship in the parlour, getting to know how to milk the cows. And in that time, I kind of just saw that there was a lack of protective clothing for women. And I was getting really sick of washing clothes, having to get a new set of clothes every day for the farm. The kids were telling me I was stinking every evening when I come in from the parlour. So I just kind of took matters into my own hands and started to develop my business from that idea.
And so you set up this business called Wowette's and it's particular clothing for when you are milking the cows to make sure that your kids don't say you're stinking anymore.
That's right. Yeah. So my first garment, it was a milking gown. So it just protects your own clothes from getting dirty and wet. And it saves on the washing. I just couldn't find anything out there just to fit a woman. They were all kind of designed for men.
Yes.
And they were just too big and oversized. So,
And you've taken part in this Acorns program. And I'm going to talk to you a bit more about that. We're going to go from kids saying that you're smelly to here in the studio with me, Anne-Marie and Georgia. Georgia, you're a chocolatier. You make these chocolates. They are works of art. I mean, they're just beautiful. Tell me briefly about your own story.
Thanks very much. Yes, they've been described as edible works of art before. So my partner Daniel and myself set up our business during COVID, just as the lockdown hit. Like many others, we had lots of time on our hands and both of us being trained chefs, we're quite creative and like to do things kind of differently. Daniel had just completed a pastry course over in America just before the March of the first lockdown. So I was kind of mad to get my teeth stuck into all his new techniques and recipes and things. And just with that, we had been kind of trialing a few different ideas and we were very fortunate to have the use of his dad's cafe, his mum and dad's cafe in Athlone called Beans and Leaves when they were closed. His dad just suggested to us if we wanted to give it a stab and try something.
During the pandemic lockdown, you were in that cafe cooking and cooking and cooking and coming up with ideas.
Yeah. We were kind of trialing and testing even our business plan. We kind of had an idea to do pastry and chocolate at the start, but that quickly reverted to just chocolate. So and we're very happy that we stuck with that route. But from there, we went we were kind of producing there for nearly the first year, and with the help of the local enterprise office, we were able to open our own chocolate factory in Athlone. So we were really lucky to have the supports, and yeah, we sell our chocolates online, and
and you're fully fledged business now, and I'm going to ask you, as with Rita in a minute, just a little bit more about that. Anne-Marie, over to Offaly, the fields of Offaly, where you grow beetroot and you produce this lovely, delicious beetroot juice.
Hi, Ella. Yes, that's correct. I set up my business in 2019, and it actually came about because I went out to buy a bottle of beetroot juice from my dad. He had been reading up about the health benefits and taking down high blood pressure naturally. But when I went to source it, I discovered that there was no Irish brand producing it. And what was available for the Irish consumer was coming in from the UK and Germany predominantly. So this felt strange to me, the fact that, you know, we grow beetroot in Ireland, and why nobody else was making Irish beetroot juice. So, and actually the fact that I brought it home, I was curious about the taste myself. I hadn't come across a product like that before. My dad would have brought it to my attention, and I do love, you know, anything healthy and, you know, a healthy product and all the rest. So that took me on to having a conversation with Chagask in Moor Park in Cork, and I got in touch with the artisan food specialist there at the time, Eddie O'Neill, and I just kind of, I suppose I posed the question, is there a particular reason why you think that there is no Irish brand, you know, producing beetroot juice? And there seemed nothing obvious. So the fact that I grew up on the farm at home, the fact that I had, you know, my two brothers and my dad grown vegetables, they grew beetroot, but I'll bet in a very small scale, I knew that I was in a good position to give this a go, and that they could grow the beetroot for my product.
And the business has really blossomed since then. Your products are sold. I see them throughout Ireland. I just wonder, with regard to being female and running a business, is there something particular about that? Are the challenges particular for you?
Well, I feel like I'm in a very supportive community. With having a business in rural Ireland, I feel, first of all, people really want you to get behind you. Like for me setting up this business in Offaly, I've had great support from the local community. So in general, I feel like I'm very supported and encouraged every day. But by being in the Acorns group and being with a community of women, there is something special about that. It's a very comfortable setting. You feel like you can ask, you know, any question. There's no question that's, there's no silly question, say. And a lot of the girls in my group, they would have been coming up with similar problems to me, even though the businesses are very different. I mean, it could be making jewellery, it could be my product, food product, but we have very overlapping problems that are the same. So being
things
in that,
like packaging, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Georgia, you're nodding there as well.
Yeah, packaging is probably the biggest one. I'm sure anybody that has kind of a similar product knows the strains that it has, and you don't really realise until you're kind of getting into the minimum orders and, you know, creating bespoke packaging, which takes months and months. Really, we thought it would be a quick turnaround, but it took us almost a year to get our bespoke packaging done.
And the Acorns programme, I mean, it is women, so you are part of a monthly group that meets physically in a room, and you can talk through the challenges and give each other advice, but you also have a WhatsApp group, so you can ask constantly questions and get some help when you need it.
Yeah, even now the WhatsApp group is still there. The it's always open. Everybody's phone is always on. It's just really supportive, and there's no question that can't be answered, and everybody jumps in and gives their two pence about anybody's issues or queries, or it's just very supportive.
Rita, down there in Limerick, you know, is there a particular challenge being female business owner in rural Ireland?
I suppose, like the girls were saying, you know, packaging and things like that. But nowadays, everything is so accessible with the internet. You know, just, you know, Google something and you'll get a list of answers. I didn't find any challenges. I suppose maybe your own confidence would be the biggest challenge that you'd come up against. And I suppose, as the girl said, being part of a group, you get that confidence to kind of just to drive on with the business.
You've been attending, Rita, these monthly meetings, haven't you?
I have, yeah. And we have a lead mentor as well. Our lead mentor was Karen Reedy. And, you know, like, these mentors are years and years in business, and they've just so much advice. Any problem at all, they just seem to have an answer straight away, you know. So it's great to have that mentorship. It definitely does give you, you know, a good backing. It gives you the courage to just keep going with the idea.
And I'm sure, Anne-Marie, you know, even just knowing that you've someone to talk to and you've a problem, problems are usually surmountable, but just talking about it can often just help you get through a day that might feel particularly challenging.
Exactly, because you can have your head in the sand or buried with, you know, problems that you don't think, you know, they're not obvious to you, the solutions. And then you, at the meetings, it comes up in conversation, and then you have a group of girls there with fresh minds, and you're trashing out the ideas, and the solution seems so obvious after the meeting. And also, I just probably mentioned there the fact that you have, like, as you know, George was saying, your WhatsApp group, and extended on from that, other people that you've come across through similar Acorn groups, and you have all these contacts in your phone book. You'd be a long time trying to accumulate those numbers if you're a small business in rural Ireland, and it accelerates all that. And you just, no matter what kind of issues you come up on a day-to-day basis, you have a number in your phone that you feel like you could reach out to. Somebody has come across that problem before, they found the solution, and it just saves you lots of time trying to get to the bottom of a similar problem in your own business.
It's a shortcut, a good shortcut. Georgia, you, your business is very much born out of COVID.
Yes.
Thinking back to when you were starting it, I mean, does it feel like a different world you're in now in terms of the amount of business help that you've got, the amount of sort of business skills that you've got? Because it's very different, isn't it, making these beautiful chocolates in a kitchen compared to actually running a business?
Yeah, totally different. As we were saying earlier, making the product is the easy part. The running of the business,
they don't look that easy to make, I have to say.
But, you know, you're kind of jumping into the deep end, especially when you mightn't have a business background like myself. And you're just learning as you go on, really. And looking back on the last couple of years, it's amazing what you can pick up and what you can learn. But the supports out there are really, really good. And I can safely say that we wouldn't be where we are today without all of the supports, all of the mentorship that's out there, and just even the networking, you know, just being able to reach out to people, and the help that people give you is just unbelievable, because really everybody wants to see a startup business succeed. So everyone will do their best to kind of get you off the ground.
And Rita, what are your plans? I mean, I gather you, it's sort of incredible, you're still hairdressing.
I am.
Along with,
I'm
with
on
the
my
farm
way back to Kerry now,
business.
Actually.
You're what?
I'm on my way back to Kerry to do hairdressing today.
You're inventing time there. It's incredible. But what are your plans now for Wowettes?
So, yeah, I really want to drive it on and just to get it into it's in some agri retail stores at the moment, but I'd like to get it into more stores around Ireland and maybe expand into Europe. But yeah, I definitely want to drive it on, and because women in agriculture, it's a big sector, you know, it always has been, but it's becoming more recognised. And you know, I just have one product that just makes life a little bit easier for these women. So yeah,
and what do your kids think? What do they say to you?
They love it. Yeah, they love it. And they want me to do a kids' range.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
Yeah,
and Anne-Marie,
yeah,
and Georgia, what are your plans?
For me, it's probably about the product itself and to brand awareness for people to recognise that Beetroot Juice, to give it a try, that there is so many health benefits from, like, as I said, helping to lower blood pressure. A lot of athletes would drink beetroot juice. It's good for iron. It's good for your for inflammation, for reducing high cholesterol. There is so many different health benefits. And I suppose to keep getting the message out there to people. And another thing is people have their preconceived ideas of how it tastes and they think they might not like it. I think they have this idea that it'll taste like pickled vinegar from the jars years ago. And it's absolutely nothing like that. And the Taste Awards have proven that because they're blind tasting tests. They don't really care if it's healthy or not. So for me at the moment, I just want for people to be able to get their hands on it, so to build the stock it's out
and
nationwide.
To keep going. And Georgia, I presume as well, eventually, like Anne-Marie, you're going to be advising new young women in rural Ireland as they start their business.
Yeah, that it'd be really mad to think that the full circle could come to that. But yeah, please God, it'd be really nice to be able to help someone along their journey, even just to help them with their confidence and to give them a bit of a boost, you know, in the right direction, I suppose.
Well, Anne-Marie Fury, Georgia Queeley here in studio, and Rita Munzel down in Limerick, thank you all so much for coming in this morning and best of luck with everything you're doing. We're going to take a break.
Email countrywide@rte.ie.